Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Psalm 56, verse 3 says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" We need to be men and women who put their trust in the Lord. And mind you, you will only ever be able to stand firm when your trust is secured in the Lord. So if you feel stuck, if you feel under attack, remember that the Bible says in Psalm 31, verse 24, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." Be strong, saints, and stand in faith. As you do this, the Lord is sure to rescue you. And so, as children of God, I believe that it's time to stand. Stand up and lift high his royal banner. You are an ambassador of the Most High. Stand up to the lies of the enemy. Stand up with the truth of the gospel. Stand up with the strength of the Holy Spirit. Stand up in God's strength. And I encourage you, as you stand in faith, pray and ask the Lord to be with you as you stand.
Have you ever had one of those days where it's just a fight? Where everything is a fight? Your journey to work seems like it's a struggle. You get to work and it's hostile that day. You get home and something unexpected happens. An unexpected letter, an unexpected bill, an unexpected argument with your husband or wife. Have you ever had a day where everything is a struggle? It's a fight. You try to read the word, but that becomes a fight. You try and pray, but that too proves to be a fight. You put some worship music on, but you're still fighting. What do you do? Well, I believe that David experienced days like this quite often. He must have. Because if you read Psalm 18, verse 6, the Bible says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God I cry for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears." That's a man who's been going through things. David goes on further in Psalm 27, verse 7, and says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me." and answer me. And the question I always had was, why is David crying to God so much? Why is it that so often in the Psalms, David speaks of crying out to the Lord? But as I grew in maturity, as I grew in understanding, it became clear to me that many of us, like David, will face things beyond our ability to solve. We will face situations that we can do nothing about except to simply try and endure. And so this comes back to the question, what do you do when everything seemingly puts up a fight against you? When everything seems like a struggle? I want to encourage you to take notes on David's method. He cried out to the Lord. So before you look anywhere else, before you look to anyone else, before you start drawing to conclusions about why this might be happening and why that might not be happening, cry out to the Lord for yourself. Reach out to the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Call on the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Call on the one who walks on water, the one who can speak to the wind and it obeys. Because if you don't, how else are you going to break through that barrier you face? How else will you get through this fight if you're not crying out to the Prince of Peace? I encourage you to call on God Almighty, the one who is, who was, and who is to be. When it's a fight to simply read the word, when it's a fight to pray, then simply cry out to Jesus, the one who commands millions of angels, the one who has the keys of life and death in his hands. Whatever situation you face today, whatever circumstance or situation, God wants you to call on him. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you don't know." Psalm 50 verse 15, the Bible says, "Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me." And so I want to encourage you, when you look at God's word, when you look at his promises, he says, "Trust me in your times of trouble and I will rescue you." He says, "Abide in me and I will restore you." He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So let your hope be found in God. He has the perfect solution each and every time. He has the right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Right amount of strength to reinforce you through the good and the tough days.
There must come a time when you, as a believer, must decide, I will stand strong and follow the word of God, regardless of what I will have to give up and who I will have to let go of. There comes a time when you have to decide. I will stand and do the godly thing. I will forgive even when it's hard to do, even when I've been hurt. There will come a time when you will have to decide to stand in faith, even when you can't see a way out of the situation that you're in. Now today, you may be under attack in some area of your life. You have tried everything to resolve it, but nothing is working. Nothing is changing. Dear friend, this is the time you ought to take a stand and believe. Believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. It will break you out of that bondage. Believe in the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. It can set you free. It can give you victory. And it can loose you from any evil hold. It's time to take a stand with the word of God against the forces of evil. Stand firm. Stand in confidence. Stand in righteousness.
When the devil tried to condemn me, I found there to be no condemnation in Christ. When the devil pointed at my weakness and laughed, I found that the grace offered to me by the Lord was sufficient for me. And in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. I truly love Jesus Christ because when Satan called for me to be cast away, when he tried to tell me that I was unworthy of love because of sin, I found there to be an invitation to approach the mercy seat of Christ. I found an open invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace so that I may maintain mercy and find help in the time of need.
It doesn't matter how unworthy, how unqualified, or how unlucky you think you are. If God is for you, then no one can be against you. If he says he's on your side, you better believe he's going to march you to victory. 100% guaranteed. No guesswork involved. His promises are greater than the predictions of man. So when the world tells you that you've got no chance, or when the devil tells you to just give up, stand firm in your faith. Keep on pushing forward. Your ability to overcome hardship is not predetermined by a statistical analysis or a roll of the dice. Your future rests in the hands of God, and he will equip you with whatever you need for the battle ahead. Because of the favor and providence of God, you can look at any situation and say, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Need I remind you that God's word also says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Or in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, God reaches out to us and says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." As well as placing our hope in God and holding on to him, we are also encouraged to be joyful and to have a grateful and thankful heart in all circumstances. Paul's message to us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, is still just as important and relevant today as it was back in his time. He encourages us by saying, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." If we can live out these words, if we can just hold on to God no matter what, we can overcome all the obstacles and troubles we face in this world.
Now here's why the Word of God is powerful. When you read it, it acts like a mirror. And when you read God's Word, you need to be asking yourself, is this real to me? Am I living this truth in my life? James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25 says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." The challenge is to be a doer of the word, rather than just hearing about God's word. How's our character? What's our lifestyle like? Are we living in a manner that is pleasing to God? Are we gaining victory over those private battles that we all face?
Do my actions match my faith? Do my words match up to the Word of God? Do I recite Bible verses, but when it comes to putting them into practice, I don't follow them? Does my life match up to God's expectation of a believer who walks by faith? And I encourage you to pray for the Lord to open your eyes so that you can really examine yourself. When you open yourself up for correction, you'll find that the Holy Spirit will begin to convict you more and more. You'll begin to see you can't live like this. You can't continue to live knowing the Word of God, but not acting like it. You can't continue to say you love Jesus, but hate Janet down the street. You can't continue to say, "Lord, Lord," but secretly lust after your neighbor's wife. We have to examine ourselves because God is not to be played with. He's not a God you can just mix in with your stuff. You can't have one foot in the things of Jesus Christ and one foot in this world. Examine what you tolerate, saints. Because God doesn't tolerate a dabbler or a lukewarm Christian. He doesn't tolerate one who dabbles in a bit of holiness and then in a bit of sin. You can't just mix God in with everything else in the world. He is God above all. Isaiah 40, verses 25 and 26 say, "To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? Who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power? Not one is missing." Indeed, we need to reverence God. And we can begin to do this by examining our lives through the standard of his word.
Have you ever heard the saying, "Just say a prayer and weather the storm"? Well, there is much more to it when it comes to surviving a storm in your life. Jesus gave us wonderful advice when it comes to preparing and surviving the storms of life. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27, the Bible reads, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." I want us to pay attention to this teaching. A wise person, a wise believer will build their house on a firm foundation, on a sturdy and strong foundation. This is so that when the forces of nature wreak havoc on that house, the strong foundation will hold it in place so that the house doesn't go under or it's not blown away. A strong foundation will keep the house steady whenever nature attacks in the form of strong winds, hurricanes, or earthquakes. A strong foundation doesn't just benefit the house. It also benefits the occupants because it is a safe refuge for all inside. And so when the Bible tells us to be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, it's telling us that we need to build our faith on the firm foundation that is Jesus Christ. We're being told to place our hope on the solid foundation that is Jesus Christ. This is because when the forces of evil try to wreak havoc on your life, the strong foundation on which your faith is built upon will not be overcome. The walls in your life will not be breached. When you have built your foundation on the solid rock that is Jesus Christ, you are not shaken by the earthquakes of life. You are not blown away by the winds of life. You are not taken under by the floods of life. And this is all because God will never fail you. He will never let you down. And so, saints, let me encourage you. Let your foundation be Jesus Christ. Let your faith be in Jesus Christ. Let your reason for joy, your reason for hope, be because of Jesus Christ. Because truly I tell you, when you stand on the solid rock that is Jesus Christ, you will survive when the rain falls. You'll survive when the floods come. You won't be destroyed when the winds blow.
Psalm 56, verse 3 says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise, in God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?"